Family breakdown is hugely traumatic. So why is Labor opposing a newly announced parliamentary inquiry into family breakdowns and the laws and services that are supposed to help? Well, the answer is that there've already been lots of similar inquiries which the government hasn't responded to. And this one's been co-chaired by One Nation leader Pauline Hanson, who says the system is weighted against men. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
Divorce and other forms of family breakdown is an issue the Prime Minister Scott Morrison says should be above politics.
You know, this isn't about parties, it's not about politicians, it's about the people who are living with this system.
But opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it's Mr Morrison who's making the issue party political through his choice of One Nation leader Pauline Hanson to be the co-chair of a new inquiry.
We can't support an inquiry in which he has unilaterally, along with Pauline Hanson, done a deal. Bipartisanship in this parliament is about government and opposition. It's not about government and One Nation.
Will you be voting against the establishment of this committee?
Yes.
That's unlikely to make much of a difference. The government has the numbers in the Senate and the House, and it'll get its inquiry up. But what exactly it'll be looking at is still to be decided. But co-chair Pauline Hanson's making it clear she thinks some men have been getting a raw deal in the family law courts.
They're not getting to see the children, and then they're paying exorbitant amounts in child support.
As a divorced mother of four, Senator Hanson's been open about her own experiences when her marriages broke down, saying she never denied access to her children. Fathers, but she's accusing other women of playing the system to get primary custody of their kids.
I think that a lot of the women out there abuse the system by instigating false DVOs against their former partners or their husbands who use that to further their needs.
It would appear from those comments that Pauline Hanson has already judged what that evidence is and is saying that people don't tell the truth about family violence, and that's of real concern given the Prime Minister's deal to make her co-chair.
Senator Hanson's been advocating for an inquiry into family law for decades, but the government's denying it's done a political deal with her. The other co-chair is Liberal backbencher Kevin Andrews. He spoke with Matt Doran on the ABC News Channel.
Is this the Pauline Hanson inquiry?
Oh, you'll have to talk to the Prime Minister and the attorney about that. But many people have been advocating these issues.
And he says the issues Pauline Hanson's raised will form part of the inquiry's brief.
One of the paramount principles of the Family Law Act is the best interest of the child. But whether or not that's being fulfilled in a way which is satisfactory to everybody at the present time is really one of those issues we'll have to look at.
But that and other issues have been extensively inquired into over the last couple of years. The Law Reform Commission delivered its report earlier this year and is still waiting for a response from the government. And Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson chaired another inquiry last year. It too made dozens of recommendations the government is yet to respond to. But the Prime Minister told Parliament today there's no harm in having yet another inquiry while the government considers those other recommendations.
This is an inquiry that is in addition to, not in place of, the significant work that has been undertaken. And by point of reference, I refer to the Henderson inquiry.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Tom Eagledon with that report.